in relation to the mention there of the board resolution and the title of this session, which is Urgent Issues, and the second in relation to the last intervention. At the GNSO meeting the other day, and there was an allusion to it earlier this morning, Bruce, who was the person who raised that issue on the board, made it clear that there was a date target in there saying, please report back by March. There was not an intention that they were looking at a very in-depth study, but would appreciate some off-the-top feelings. And it was time-sensitive, and the time sensitivity is now gone. And it will come back in the cycle a year from now for the next strategic plan. So in terms of urgency, it is no longer urgent, but it shouldn't be forgotten. That has nothing to do with the ongoing work on consumer constituencies and things like that. That should be our business. The other, I see Sebastian has a comment on that, but my other statement is in terms of the terminology, the expression competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice is a verbatim quote out of the affirmation of commitments, and that's not going to change. Like a modest number of things in the AOC, if it had been bottom-up, we may have suggested wording things differently. It came top-down, and the wording we are stuck with. So we may want to do other things in addition to that, but we can't change those words from that perspective. The affirmation has been signed, and it's not likely to be revised in the very near future from my perspective, as I understand it in any case.
Thank you, Alan. Next in the queue is Gareth Sherman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I stuck with that meeting all morning, the consumers' meeting, although I almost bailed at one point when we seemed to be getting bogged down in procedure. However, we did make some progress. I've been watching this process over the last several years, and it certainly was encouraging to see that there was actually some things getting done this morning that would lead to that consumer's thrust being brought forward. I'd like to agree with Evan that we need to make sure, as in ALAC, that we keep an eye on this and perhaps even support in ways that we can the work of this the nascent consumer's constituency. Thank you.
Thank you, Gareth. And I'm sure your words are going to be heard by the community. The next person on the queue is Sébastien Bachelet.
Thank you, Olivier, and sorry to intervene once again. It's first to support the last part of the intervention of Alan and to slightly amend the first part of his answer. It's not for the next strategic plan. I guess we and you and when I say we, the users will need to have some elements to measure what will be coming with the new GTLD for end users. And if we wait for the next strategic plan, the risk is to be back to what's happened in 2000 and 2004. Just 2 minutes, 1 second on that. In 2000, ICANN was supposed to have figures to take data on the introduction of new GTLD. It was not done. And at the end of the process of evaluation of the first introduction, ICANN decide to have a second round of to include in the testbed to have data. And we never get data. Then if we don't ask the data now, before the introduction of new GTLD, we will once again be in this situation to discuss years of what we do because we don't have those data who could have helped us a lot. Then if you have some inputs, just give us when you can and as soon as possible. I personally will try, and I'm in discussion with Bruce, to try to get something done to provide you not just give us some input, but give you some basis, and you can react on that. It maybe will be easier for both GNSO and ALAC and at large to work on that. And thank you for your inputs.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. And I see some members approving Maybe we could have this as an action item, please. Next in the queue is Cheryl Langdonor.
Thank you, Olivier. I was going to just go back to what the resolved section of this says. What we're being asked to do, notice it's severally, not jointly, the ALAC, GAC, GNSO and CCNSO have been asked to give advice on establishing the definition, measures and three-year targets for those measures for competition, consumer trust and consumer choice in the context of the domain name system. And then they insert the date of this public meeting. I think it was recognised by Bruce in interchanges on at least, if not the full GNSO list, some of the interchanges within the GNSO Council, that the other events that happened at the last meeting meant that there was a whole bunch of time and energy spent doing something to do with the GAC and the board. Not quite sure what that was about. But anyway, apparently some stuff happened and it was important. And that based upon that, that for the record is a joke. Based upon that, that we would probably not be in a position to have done what certainly parts of the the non-contracted party house wanted to do, and particularly the parts of the non-commercial stakeholder group wanted to do, which was tete-a-tete with ALAC and that at-large community, and establish some joint statements as well. So the last I saw from that was that if we were to be in a position to do a workshop and some interactive sessions in the Singapore meeting, that might be an opportunity for us to not so much severally report to the board as individual ACs and SOs, but get very worthwhile community-driven information and baseline materials established. So if what Sebastian is able to perhaps get as starting points can be got in enough time, and there's not a lot of time between now and June. We really need to get onto this very, very quickly. What we probably should do now as a, not an action item to be done, but an action item we can do, is start establishing the need to reach out to communities we have access to that have experience in these fields. There are many national and international and regional consumer organisations who may have done some of the hard yards. So perhaps a little data mining for statistics and some looking at options for definitions can be done. Coming back to Evan's point, I'm unsure of a particular working group that we've had that was specific to consumer issues. There were interests, and we put together the Consumer Commons, but I don't. If it may have been an ad hoc. If it was an ad hoc work group, I'm not sure how long it ran. Can you help me with that?
My memory is hazy, but I recall during the height of some personal recriminations between a number of people that were trying to work on this, At Large was trying to play peacemaker, and I think we established a working group to try and figure out some common ground. At this point, I don't remember what it was called or exactly what meeting it was at.
Thank you. I can help you. And yes, we acted as facilitator, and it was a very ad hoc situation where we provided our telecommunications resources, our meeting resources, and our consumer commons as the space for a lot of warring parties in the GNSO and potentially in the GNSO to have it out and come to some resolution.
So perhaps should we revive that in our attempt to try and move this forward?
I think certainly using the wiki base that the Consumer Commons is a reasonable home for it, but I think I'd want to move to a new model of interaction rather than try and resuscitate that old one. Can I then suggest that what we need to do as an urgent matter is establish that it's part of our immediate work plan to at least start this definitional exercise. The measures part of the matter can be run in parallel, and that as a result of the definitions and measures exercise, we should, during the June meeting, get meaningful data back to allow us to do the next part, which is the three-year targets.
Thank you, Cheryl. I do have one additional point, which is that during the discussions that took place with several other people who are part of the GNSO, there was a suggestion that rather than having a working group, there might be some kind of forum, discussion forum, yes, taking place. The term forum is something I personally objected to because it sounds like something without a result. It's more like an IGF discussion at that point, and I think we need results on this. So if anyone thinks otherwise, then please could you make your point known that maybe forum is the right thing to call it.
I usually defer to someone who works in multiple languages as to the accuracy of a word or otherwise. I certainly wouldn't have been offended by fora or forum. I don't see that they necessarily don't have end game or achievables out of them. But if you can come up with a better word, let's use it.
A forum is a one-off event with no preparation or very little preparation. It's not the same thing as a working group or a working or a task force or something to that extent. That's all. Okay. Any other comments or suggestions or questions? Adam, please.
I can't resist a comment on that, Olivier. At this stage, within ICANN, task forces have a very specific meaning. Working groups have a very specific meaning. Cross-constituency working groups have a specific meaning and a poor connotation in some groups. Any new term is better if we want to actually be effective and get some work done. I wouldn't worry too much about a real formal definition.
It's just that a forum makes it sound like the work will start in the forum, will just take place in the forum. And I think we're starting to sink down the slope of, yeah. Right, Evan?
Okay. In keeping within existing things and not reinventing new ones then perhaps, I hope this isn't redundant, and having heard that it isn't redundant, I'm going to suggest perhaps that we consider creating an end-user trust working group that includes within its mandate the ability to deal in consumer issues but is not limited to them, because not every end-user issue has to do with consuming things. So trust is one of the buzzwords. Trust, and to create trust, we need protection, but to try and make it positive and not a negative thing. So to build consumer trust, that involves all sorts of things: protection, harm reduction, advocacy, and also encompasses the consumer mandate that is being put upon us. So I'm going to suggest, and I don't know if this requires a motion, the formation of a standing working group on end-user trust. That would liaise with other appropriate groups within ICANN, but also specifically be an at-large working group that would enable the creation of at-large policy input to the board and other bodies.
Evan, I'm very comforted by that approach, and I certainly would be willing to second such a motion. I just want to also reiterate that what we need to do, but it's not a piece of urgent business, it's a piece of relatively urgent business, is reconfigure, repurpose, repopulate, and rename as required all of our working groups. And I'm aware, based on the conversations that we had earlier in the week, that, of course, Jean-Jacques Souvenet has also given us another way of approaching a future-proofing issue, which is very, very important. So whilst I see this as what will be the outcome, can I suggest that for the purpose of the exercise of getting something done between now and June, we establish a call out for planning and assistance under that name. But I don't want it to spend so much time. As I say, happy to second the formation of the group. Don't want it to spend so much time on its process. It really has to hit the ground running and start working on things, gathering definitions, doing real work, and presenting in a fora in June.
In something in June, yet to be named, yes. Okay, I don't want to get caught up on process. I don't want to get caught up on names. We have something that we need to do before June. I'm just thinking of something that we ought to do by the end of this week to start getting that rolling.
For the record, I have no objections to presenting in a fora, but I have objections in not having a working group working towards a fora. Anyway, semantics. Alan. Oh, I thought you wanted to speak. Okay, fair enough.
You better ask if everyone else agrees. It's fine for Evan to say.
I think we're all fine. And I think this is the end of this meeting. We need to get some lunch. So thank you very much for this morning's marathon session.
The motion pass? Did the motion pass, Mr. Chairman?
Okay, so... Since this is the first motion that I run in such a surrounding, I will require the assistance as either of my vice chairs, or I will have the requirement of the assistance of ICANN staff, who would be able to tell me what the format is. So usually it's seconded, and then votes for, votes against, and abstentions, yeah? Okay. We'll start again.
But I've also been at meetings where there's been a motion to adjourn in the middle of another motion that's just totally shut it down.
Okay. So, anyone for?
If you could take it. I like members.
I like members only.
So can I repeat the motion?
Please, yeah.
Okay. As I have the motion, for lunch for an hour. Okay, I have the motion is ALAC. The ALAC is to create a standing working group or working group on end-user trust, including protection, advocacy, other issues that would provide input to consumer issues for the board.
Can you put chat, please? I would take out for it.
No.
Listen.
Sorry, Heidi, I was with you until the for the board. Okay. I wouldn't even limit it that way.
Okay. You wouldn't limit it that way. Okay, so the ALAC to create a working group on end-user trust, including protection, advocacy, and other issues that would provide input to consumer issues in the policy-making process.
Okay. So votes for, please. Only ALAC members to vote.
Oh, Mark, sorry.
Mark has an amendment. Mark? Microphone, please.
We can't hear.
I mean, would you consider renaming the group, since it is our group, the Working Group on Consumer Protection, and incorporate end-user trust into the title?
Mark, the reason why I specifically did that is, to me, consumers are almost a subgroup of end-users. End-users include everyone, including people who aren't consuming things. If somebody's reading a blog in a library, they're not necessarily consuming things, but they're an end user of the Internet in a way that matters to us.
But that includes
the context of this.
But your group
is
in the context of this project, yes?
Yes, but as creating a standing working group, there, I want something that will have a life beyond one specific board mandate and something that will keep on going on this issue, because it's not going to end with this deadline.
Carlton?
Can I suggest that we take the motion? The notion of what we want to do is understood. Can I then suggest that after we accept the motion, we go back and look at refining the wording?
Okay.
Carl, let me tell you what. Consumers and users, what we're talking about is impact on people use the internet and access. That's what we're talking about. Right. And those who don't also, what happens in their impact them as well.
Right.
So we understand that. So okay. Instead of bogging down with all the nitty-gritty explanations, if you accept that that is a useful thing, let's move on.
So, Heidi, even if it's if the motion is just as short as creation of an end-user trust working group, period, and then that group will form, self-define its mandate, bring that back to ALAC. There's no need to even define it in the motion beyond that. Are you okay with that?
I would go along with that rather than having a working group that is not defined or whose name is not defined and then will be defined later on and change and so on. So
we do need lunch.
Can you read back the new proposal? As seconder, I want to know if I'm going to withdraw my seconding.
Okay, the text of the new motion is ALAC. The ALAC is to create an end-user working group.
Are you okay with keeping the word trust there, or does that matter? No? It's fine with it or without?
It's me. I'm just
okay. End-user trust working group that will convene. No more wording. Just creation of a working group, period.
I will second the text as read to the record by Heidi.
And I will now ask for a vote for those who are for the motion. If Matthias and Heidi could count, please. They all have wrong. Can you hold your hands high, please?
So the motion has passed, 13 in favor.
Any votes against? Well, that's easier to count. And any abstentions?
No.
One abstention. Mark Rottenberg. Okay, passed. Thank you very much. And now I think we probably are in a position to adjourn this meeting. So thanks very much for remaining with us throughout this very long morning. And I don't know when the next meeting is of the whole group, but there is a work team B who should be here in 5 minutes. Anyway, have a good lunch.
Okay, for the next meeting of the ALAC and the at-large community is going to be at 2:00. And working group B begins in 2 minutes.
2:00. Seth has told me that for work team B, you can have a 5 or 10 minutes because there is so much work required anyway. So there'll be a bit more.